Our summer reading series concludes today with Michael Cranish. He's a Washington-based correspondent for the Boston Globe and one of the contributors to John F. Kerry, the complete biography by the Boston Globe reporters who know him best. During the work week, Cranish tries to find 20-minute breaks to read, but he'd rather find large blocks of time to wade through his book list. Earlier this summer, he vacationed on North Carolina's Outer Banks. On his trip, he finished reading Krakatoa, Simon Winchester's account of the biggest volcanic eruption in history. He then turned to Eric Larson's The Devil in the White City.
It's about the World's Fair and a murder spree that took place at the World's Fair in Chicago. And it was a fascinating book, one of these books that could have just been about the World's Fair. It would have been enough. It's a very dramatic story telling about all the things that happened. It really was another world. There's the secondary story of murder spree that took place, but just the story of how the World's Fair was built in a short period of time and the incredible architecture in that whole world of Chicago at that time. I think we're talking around the 1890s, something like that. Just a wonderful book with a wonderful cast of characters, beautifully written, and you can't put it down.
Another vacation read was Damn Senators, My Grandfather, and the Story of Washington's Only World Series Championship by Mark Gavro Judge. Cranish is a native Washingtonian. He grew up in the 1960s and went to Senators games before the team moved to Texas. Damn Senators tells the story of the author's grandfather, Joe Judge, a star first baseman on the Washington Senators' 1924 World Series winning team.
My favorite part of Damn Senators was learning who Joe Judge was, a person who I really hadn't heard of. I've heard of Walter Johnson, and he was the famous pitcher for the Washington Senators, but I really hadn't heard of this Joe Judge. He wasn't a big, huge baseball player, but he really had a Hall of Fame career. He's not in the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, although he's in sort of the Hall of Fame of Washington baseball. And I didn't know about him. He's before my time, but gave me a peek into baseball and that time. I love to read a book that puts you in a time and a place, and this certainly did that.
When Cranish browses through a bookstore, he migrates toward biographies and nonfiction. His father hooked him in with a book of Watergate transcripts of President Richard Nixon talking to his aides. Cranish revisited that era when he researched the John Kerry biography.
When I was doing the work on John Kerry, I went back and wanted to find some things that were from that time where people talked about John Kerry in that era. And so a book that I found that I'd never heard of before is called From the President, Richard Nixon's Secret Files. And lo and behold, in this book, there's a copy of a memo that Chuck Colson wrote about John Kerry. And he said about John Kerry that I think we have Kerry on the run. He's going to take a tremendous beating. Let's not let up on him. Let's destroy this young demagogue before he becomes another Ralph Nader. Well, that was written in 1971, but you can see there's a lot of relation to that today.
Michael Cranish is a political correspondent based in Washington for the Boston Globe. Elaine Heinzman produced our summer reading series. For a complete list of all this year's summer readers, please visit the books page at npr.org.